the judge did make that point that the family was denied all that, and also on top of that caused no end of distress. That's wondering just exactly what had gone on as far as their father's final hours. He gave one description of the father. He says raving and telling him to get lost, and then he said he went to bed and came back the next morning and he found his father dead.
Yeah.
That's his version. But the family, I suppose, will always be asking themselves, is that the right version? Is that what happened? Or is there something else went on or what? And it's quite distressing for the rest of the family. He's got two sisters, and I'm sure it's very distressing for them.
A lot of unanswered questions, and that is sometimes the most difficult part of a loss, and they have to endure that going forward.
Well, that's it. They're always going to be asking themselves, what did happen? What exactly? They'll never know what exactly happened. I know, and could the father have been saved if there had been medical intervention at the right time and all that sort of stuff? Now, that's something that's going to plague them probably forever.